This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Callum Robertson and with me today is Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Callum.
Today we're going down under. Kate, where's that? Where's down under?
Well, down under means Australia.
And have you ever been there?
I have. My brother lives there and I've been to visit him twice.
Ah, well, I hope that gives you a good chance of getting today's question right. Today's question is about Australia and a part of Australia called the Great Barrier Reef. Off which part of Australia is the reef? Is it A, the northeast coast, B, the south coast, or C, the northwest coast?
Well, I've been to the Great Barrier Reef, so I should know this, but let me get this right. It's on the northeast coast, A.
We'll find out if you're right later on. The Great Barrier Reef is perhaps one of the natural wonders of the world, but it is in danger from various environmental factors. Scientists are using elephant seals in the Southern Ocean to help them understand what might be going to happen to the reef. Now, the Southern Ocean is the ocean south of Australia, which includes the Antarctic. So why are the scientists using seals? Here's Phil Mercer, the BBC's reporter in Australia.
The elephant seals of the Southern Ocean have been recruited by Australian scientists because of their diving skills.
Kate, why are they using seals?
Well, he said they were being used because of their diving skills.
And I can confirm that seals are excellent divers. I'm a keen scuba diver myself. And a few years ago, I was lucky enough to go diving with seals. Not in Australia, but in the UK. And it was fantastic. They are very inquisitive animals. They follow you around underwater and play with you. And they are indeed fantastic divers. We're going to hear more about what the seals are doing. But first, we need to cover some useful vocabulary. In the next part of the report, we hear about sensors. Kate, what's a sensor?
Well, a sensor is a small electronic device that is used for taking measurements.
And another word we're going to hear is salinity. Salinity, what's that?
Salinity is a noun for the level of salt in a liquid. The salinity of the sea is very important, particularly to coral. If the salinity changes, which means if the level of salt changes, it can damage or even destroy coral reefs.
Right, let's get back to the seals. Here's Phil Mercer with more about how they are being used. How do the seals get information, and how does that information get to the scientists?
They spend much of the winter foraging for fish and squid under the sea ice. Small sensors glued to the animals' heads that measure salinity and temperature are providing a rare glimpse into the world beneath the waves. When the seals return to the surface, the information is transmitted back to Tasmania by satellite.
How do the seals get the information that scientists need?
Well, as part of their normal behaviour, they dive down under the ice looking for food. They have sensors stuck on their heads, and these collect the information about the salinity and temperature of the water. This information is then sent back to the scientists in Tasmania by satellite when the seals surface, which means when they come back from being underwater.
He says the seals are giving them a rare glimpse into the world beneath the waves. What does he mean by a rare glimpse?
Well, something that is rare is unusual. It's not common. And a glimpse is a word for a quick look at something. So a rare glimpse into the world beneath the waves is a way to describe the special view the scientists are getting of what is happening under the water.
Let's listen again.
They spend much of the winter foraging for fish and squid under the sea ice. Small sensors glued to the animals' heads that measure salinity and temperature are providing a rare glimpse into the world beneath the waves. When the seals return to the surface, the information is transmitted back to Tasmania by satellite.
So how is this information being gathered under the ice of Antarctica and sent to Tasmania of use in predicting what is going to happen to the Great Barrier Reef? Here's Phil Mercer again.
Government researchers in the state capital Hobart believe that changes off Antarctica are a precursor to future events in the Great Barrier Reef.
Kate.
Scientists believe that what happens in Antarctica is a precursor to future events in the Great Barrier Reef. A precursor to. This phrase means that they believe that there is a connection between what is happening now in Antarctica and what will happen in the future in the Great Barrier Reef.
Let's listen again.
Government researchers in the state capital Hobart believe that changes off Antarctica are a precursor to future events in the Great Barrier Reef.
Phil Mercer there. Now just time to give the answer to this week's question, which was about the location of the Great Barrier Reef. Off which part of Australia is the reef? Kate, you said...
I said A, the northeast coast.
And that's exactly the right answer.
Hey.
Well done. Well, that's all for today, but do join us again next time for more 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.